Well, we're grateful that you're listening to the online services. You know, this is what we call the youth message, but we are all young at heart, amen. And we hope and pray that the youth are getting these messages. They all have cell phones, and now they have access to computers and different things. And I know some of the young people. I don't do Facebook, although my name is on our Facebook page, Ralph and Judy, but Judy does most of the Facebooking things. And we had noticed the other day that Noah Henderson, one of the young people in our church, has posted some things on Facebook. So we know that the young people are out there. They're trying to do the best they can under these trying times. We miss our youth group. We miss the people that minister to the young people, Tina and Tina 2. Not that Tina's number 2, Tina 2. Tina 2 means Tina T-O-O because we have two Tinas, so we don't want to make Tina 2 feel like she's not important, because she is. And, of course, Carol Morgan. And we hope and prayerfully that sometime soon we can get the youth group back together. But in the meantime, we want to do these youth messages on our online service, and also use them for a time that for us older children can think about some things about God. Last week we looked at 1 John in the overview of the Bible. In 1 John chapter 3 verse 1, there's an interesting scripture. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called the children of God. Now, there's different translations of that scripture, but it's a way to think about how blessed we are to become child of God, and how that we can be special in God's heart, because we are special in so many ways. We are children of God's heart. Amen. So think about this. What's it mean to be a children of God's own heart? Well, the scriptures talk about being a disciple and what a disciple is. But we as children of God's heart bear the heart of God in our own life, in our thoughts, in our deeds, and everything in our life allows us to become children of God's heart, to mature and to be followers of Jesus Christ. Now, it seems like sometimes that's not a very easy thing to do, isn't it? Especially in school or some of the different things. And you would tell you some of your friends or some, yeah, I go to youth group and I became a Christian. Well, what does that really mean, becoming a Christian? Well, we generally think of ourselves as good Christians, right? We attend church when we can. We involve in the youth group. We go to youth camp. We do all kinds of little things. And we even engage in some community service sometimes to do things, do good deeds, to hang around with other young people who are followers of Jesus Christ, and then take a leadership role in the church. I've been impressed over the last couple of years how our little youth group has taken a lot of leadership roles, and get tongue-tied here sometimes. Even Zion. Zion was had grown into an adult while I've been here at this church. And it's just wonderful to see how he grew in stature and wisdom, as the Bible talks about. But we have other young people in our youth group that are coming along doing the same thing, taking on leadership roles and helping Travis and Tina too, and Carol, as they would minister to one another, the minister of the gospel. So I hope you know exactly what I mean, and we follow what we believe is right, and according to the sensibilities that we have been raised with, and we read the scriptures, and we try to interpret them according to our historic faith traditions, and listen to God's voice. We believe, and we thank God that we are children of His heart. But it's only when we know God's heart can we truly make tough decisions that challenge us in our status quo. The scriptures are filled with people just like you and me that have come through all these crazy things in life and become a good person. They knew the difference between right and wrong. And it's just so wonderful to be a Christian and filled with God's grace and God's love. So I hope you're proud to be a children of God's heart, because I can tell you this, He is proud of you. Father, we thank and praise you for the many blessings. We thank you for the opportunity to minister to the young people, Lord, whether we're young in physical sense, in numbers, or young in heart. We thank you in Jesus' precious name. And all of God's children said, Amen.